bird note. Bird feeders provide hours of entertainment. But you might be surprised to learn that scientists want to know about the species that show up at your humble bird feeder. Consider this. The only way scientists know about those birds is when ordinary people report what they see and hear. When millions of people keep track of their local birds, they help create a detailed picture of bird populations all over the world. eBird, a project of the Cornell Lab of Ornithology, lets you log the bird species you observe on a smartphone app or on the web. Whether you're going on a birding trip or enjoying birds near home, you can list the species you found on eBird. Data from eBird has helped guide many conservation efforts, from planning new wind farms away from where eagles fly to guiding habitat protection for declining species. Counting birds, wherever you are, is an easy and fun way to help our feathered friends. BirdNote has inspired millions of people to take action for birds. If BirdNote has inspired you to do anything to help birds thrive, let us know about it at birdnote.org. I'm Ariana Rimmel.
Diverse, independent, yours. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, BC.
That was a tune called Rosewood Ramble. Welcome to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trendworth, and we've got an hour of bluegrass music coming to you. Always start off with one of my own tracks, and that was a tune written in 1969, recorded by the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band. I was playing banjo, and I could play fast and fleet in those days. I'd been playing banjo for about 3 years, and as had the rest of the band been playing bluegrass, David Calder on mandolin, Alan Rhodes on rhythm guitar, Colleen Trend with Colleen Bain at the time on fiddle, Leonard Cohen got a couple of dobro licks in there, and Lindsay Bedoni on the double bass. And that was a first instrumental that I'd written that we recorded, Rosewood Ramble. It was called Rosewood Ramble because it was played on an old Gibson RB100 banjo, which I sold when I got a big new Baldwin banjo. And then 50 years later, I bought the RB100 back from the guy that I sold it to. And now it sits in my lounge and I pick it up and play it every day. So I do a bit of a ramble on the Rosewood every day, not as fast as that tune was. Well, welcome to Back Porch Bluegrass. Let's listen to J.D. Crowe and the New South Back to the Bar Rooms. I don't think that's a great idea, but it's a good song. J.D. Crowe, wasn't it? We'll hear another track from them a little bit later and I'll talk about the band. Then I'd like to play you now something from the Gibson Brothers. Really enjoy their music. It's that Brother Harmony. They write a lot of their songs and in fact they've written this one. It's a beautiful song. It's called Little Girl and it's really written to his wife, I guess, although I've studied the words in it. Could be to his daughter, but I've studied the words, and Eric Gibson and Lee Gibson have a great way of putting the songs together. Playing on this song, Lee plays guitar and does lead and harmony vocals. Eric does banjo and usually the tenor harmony. Mike Barber on bass, Clayton Campbell on fiddle, Jesse Brock on mandolin, Rob Ikes on the resophonic guitar. And they play some really nice bluegrass. Here's the Gibson Brothers from 2017 recording Little Girl. Thank you.
when I've been out working in a cold rain.
Gibson Brothers, Little Girl, and nice song. I didn't particularly like the vocal mix on it. I thought I would have liked to have had that up a little bit higher, but I'm not the one mixing the music. I just play the music, and that's what someone told me anyway. Time for a fiddle tune, and High Fidelity have got a great fiddle player, Karina Rose Logston, and together with her husband, Jeremy Stevens, on guitar or banjo sometimes, Kurt Stevenson on banjo, and Vicky Vaughan on bass, and Daniel Armick on mandolin. Here they are doing a tune, traditional tune, it is called Lost Indian. Sounds like this. Thank you. was High Fidelity with a lot of energy playing the tune Lost Indian. Well, many of you will remember that a year or so ago we had a visit from United States-based band Sassafras. In fact, I've played their music on this show a few times, quite recently, I think, and they were a great band. And the sort of leader or the correspondent of that band, Randy Gamble, wrote to me just recently and said, Paul, we're coming back to New Zealand. And Randy is in a whole bunch of different bands. He just loves playing music, and he's played music all around the world, in Europe, in the USA, in New Zealand, where else? All over the place, anyway. And he and a friend, Jeff Pardue, are coming to New Zealand, mostly to do fishing, I think, but you'd never know it because I've got so many gigs lined up, and you lucky people in the bottom half of the South Island of New Zealand have got an opportunity to go and see them. I'm sure you would enjoy their concerts. Jeff Pardue plays fiddle, accordion, does vocals. He's a North Carolina native and just has always played music and is delighted to be coming to New Zealand and sharing his music down there. Randy Gamble doing the guitar and vocals. Well, actually, Randy can play mandolin or banjo or anything else you like. He's a North Carolina native as well, raised in a hotbed of bluegrass and old-time music. And he's lived abroad, played music throughout Europe, has his songs featured on BBC Radio in the PBS series Song of the Mountains, and continues to play with Sassafras. But when he wants to go fishing with Jeff, they call themselves Kindred Spirit. They've released a CD, which is a really nice CD. And I'm going to play you a couple of tracks on this show, but I'm going to tell you, in fact, right now, I'm going to tell you what their program is. So if you're in the South Island in February and you like bluegrass and acoustic music, they're playing at the Muscle Inn in Onikaka on February the 14th, that's a Saturday, at 9 p.m. And on Friday the 20th, they're playing at Our Hut in Tahakopa. That's at 7 o'clock. That's two gigs lined up then, February the 14th, February the 20th. They're in Arrow Town, beautiful city, beautiful town. On the afternoon of Sunday, February the 22nd, from 4 to 7 p.m., they play at the Waikaya Mason Lodge on Wednesday, February the 25th, 7 p.m., and they play in Dunedin. You'll have to find out just where they play. Dunedin on Thursday, February the 26th, and that's at 7:30. That'll be a concert. We play in Invercargill Friday the 27th at 7 p.m. And they play in Balcairn up near Christchurch on Saturday, February the 28th. They got a lot of gigs for fishermen. I don't know how much time they're going to have for fishing. So in Balcairn, they're playing at 7:30, and they play in Christchurch on Sunday, March the 1st at 7:30 p.m. And then they're back to the USA taking memories with them. They won't be allowed to take the fish, but they'll have a lot of memories from doing all those gigs. So I'll be talking about that in the next few weeks. I'm delighted that they come back, and I'm just sad that I won't get down to the South Island to see them play. But if you do get an opportunity, look up Kindred Spirit, and Randy Gamble from Sassafras will have put the details up online for you, and you can find them. In the meantime, let's hear a song from them, and this is one from them called Take a City Bride. We'll have a listen.
Oh yeah, got a bébé, ton mama et ton papa, les autres et tes papas. House on stilts, $5 bill, or sitting on the banks of muddy, muddy bayou. Lots better than the streets of crowded cars, pawn shops, friendly neighborhood bars. But your mama and your papa won't let me come a court, said I can't make a good living for the child. But the fish bite's good, the crawfish are plenty, gonna make a lot of money when I take a city bride. Thank you. always got a big dog snapping in my heels, either way you make me hound. Light still burning at the ladder by the window, take a chance, gonna make another round. But your mama and your papa won't let me come across, said I can't make a good living for the night. But the fish bite's good, the crawfish are plenty, gonna make a lot of money when I take a city prize. Papa won't let me come across, said I can't make a good living for the child. But the fish bite's good, the crawfish are plenty, gonna make a lot of money when I take a city pride. Yeah, you make a lot of money when I take a city pride.
Well, that's what you might hear if you go and catch Randy and Jeff in concert. I envy you being able to get down there and find them. And I just wish them well. I hope they have a great trip and catch lots of fish as well as play some music. Let's go back to some recorded music here. Here's the Steel Drivers from their first album, Steel Drivers, in 2007. Richard Bailey on banjo, Mike Fleming on bass and vocals, Mike Henderson on mandolin, Tammy Rogers on fiddle vocals, and Chris Stapleton, he with the big bluesy voice, on guitar and vocals. Here they are doing a bluegrassy version of East Kentucky Home.
Just had to do things my way, had to go against the wind. Cause I've been dreaming of the girl I left behind. Oh, she had the truest heart I've ever known. And I've been looking for a world I'll never find ever since I left my East Kentucky home.
Steel Drivers, strong beat and a sort of a, almost like a rock band approach to bluegrass music, and plenty of muscle in there, particularly with Chris Stapleton's voice. It's a little bit different for bluegrass music, isn't it? Time for another fiddle tune. It's always time for a fiddle tune in my world. Here's Glenn Duncan doing a tune called Williamsburg. Thank you. Glenn Duncan with a tune called Williamsburg, and I haven't found out who's playing banjo on that, and I really must make it an effort to try and find out who's doing that fine banjo work. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trendworth, playing you music mostly off my shelves, and occasionally someone sends